Welcome to Scuzzcast, everybody. I'm Buzz.
Scott.
I'm Goldie.
And Ray.
It is now 2018.
And we have upgraded.
I got a mic, bitch.
We all got mics now.
Yeah, boy.
Welcome to the future.
It's now.
Yeah, new year, fucking new beginnings. We're fucking figuring our shit out for once.
That's right.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, no, but on our last podcast of the year last year, we did tease that there was some big changes coming. This is it. So
I'm now a woman.
Yeah. You should see his breasts. They're amazing.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
We've always called him Debbie Downer on the podcast. He just took it to a whole new level.
Let's be honest. I always had pretty decent breasts.
Yeah, right. And you're tall, so bonus.
How was everybody's fucking New Year? How was the end of last year?
Christmas, like the whole
year. It was good. Since we good.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, we did a podcast probably just before Christmas.
Yeah. So yeah, it's been just shy of a month, I'd say, since we've been together here. So
Christmas was good for everybody.
Christmas was fantastic.
Always is, as long as the kids really have fun.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I did nothing.
You did nothing?
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, I spent my first Christmas in over 10 years with an actual girlfriend. So that was a different fucking experience for me, that's for sure.
Applause.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
Instead you. Of an imaginary girlfriend is what he's referring to.
Yeah, my
an actual one.
My normal blow-up doll.
He's accepted it.
Buzz and the real girl.
I do have to say I'm a little disappointed you never came over.
Bro, it's...
You didn't even call?
Well, we've had this tradition, me and Ray, that we would smoke a joint every fucking Christmas. Well, we would smoke a big fatty.
Oh, well, forgiven already.
last year he came over
smoked
and
a joint in front of you?
I think he smoked a joint with Kelsey.
Yeah.
And he just hung out, so at least he came over and hung out.
Yeah.
Stripper spit, round two.
Oh.
Was waiting all day for that phone call.
I know.
Oh,
I
and
know.
It just didn't come.
I know. What did I even do on that day? I don't think I did anything. Actually, I was like, fuck. I phoned Scott, and I was like, Christmas doobie? And he's like, I'm busy. And then I phoned my brother. I'm like, Christmas doobie? And he's like, I'm out of the house.
Oh.
And I'm like, I have nobody to smoke a Christmas doobie with right now.
So both of you were lonely on Christmas?
How does it make you feel that he didn't even think of you?
Yeah, I'm pretty disappointed, I must say.
I'm pretty sure, actually, I even said to Karita, I was like, fuck, I wish Ray still smoked weed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you and me both.
Yeah, right.
We gotta get you some pills or something, buddy.
Wedding.
I don't think that would make
night.
A difference, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
Wouldn't edibles be just as bad?
As
Welcome
far
to
as
the
I haven't done the research, Kelsey did most of the research for me. And as far as she says, most other people who are like me can't smoke it at all after they stop for a while. They can't eat it. They can't
like anything. Any, and it just fucks
yeah,
you up.
Yeah, it just makes them sick. And she's too scared to let me try. And the only reason I don't try is because if I get sick, I know I'm never going to hear the end of it.
So we got to get her out of town. For a couple days.
No.
With the kid.
She wouldn't have,
with the kid
so that she won't have to deal with it.
Like, Ray's on vacation.
And one of us could have to fucking deal with it if you got that sick.
What if I was out of town for a couple of days?
Scuzzcast road trip.
Hey.
Scuzzcast road trip.
Yeah. Hey, we got to get a fucking little motorhome or something.
Yeah, I remember we were discussing that. Mobile studio.
Yeah,
yeah,
we had that meeting.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we could do it.
Buy a cheap motorhome and
we'll
just strip the
we'll
bitch
spray
down the
paint
walls.
On it, the anal jamboree.
Yeah. Oh, then we'll just park outside music festivals and shit like that. we'll trick people into coming on
have
our
you,
show.
Haven't you seen that on
make
my Facebook?
It seem like we're a big deal?
Yeah.
Haven't you
yeah.
seen that on my Facebook, the motorhome that I found? I went and checked out this place called Sandcut. Have you been there? Out in Souk?
No.
No? It's fucking absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful out there. Go check it out if you ever had the chance. But to get there, we went through this little bit of a off-road trail. And we came upon this fucking motorhome that was there. And clearly it was beat up and used for a lot of different things. Nice. But on the side of it, in nice big fucking black letters, it said the Anal Jamboree.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so I definitely had to go in and check it out.
Yeah, might just move
I
in.
Bet you did go in the Anal Jamboree.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a picture on my Facebook. Maybe we'll put it up on the Scuzzcast or something, but for everybody to check out. But yeah, there's a picture of me fucking hanging out the door, fucking thumbs up with a beer. Hey!
Pants around his ankles.
I was wearing shorts. I was wearing shorts with flip-flops that day.
Okay, shorts around your ankles. Sorry.
Yeah. All bent out. Hey! I'm happy. We all sing in the anal jamboree.
Just because we have microphones doesn't mean you gotta sing.
I just feel so much more alive.
More engaged already.
Yeah. It's this stripper spit, man.
Yeah, it's getting you.
Yeah.
Gets you every time.
No, dude, not smoking beforehand is actually a pretty good idea, man. Yeah, except for the anger. There's that.
Yeah, Scotty fucking does get pretty fucking moody.
Yeah, I'm the one that ripped a necklace off somebody.
I like that you call it a necklace and not a chain. Most men call their chain a chain.
Fucking necklace.
I know, right? I've always said it's a necklace. I don't care what you call it. It's around your neck and it's made of jewelry.
It's just a bracelet. It's a wrist chain.
Yeah. Totally different. Totally different.
He got so mad for something that he found for free.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Because it was free doesn't mean I haven't had it for like 10 years.
No. You found it at a lagoon.
It's intrinsic personal value right there.
Yeah. Yeah. I find most of my jewelry at the beach. I don't know.
It's on sleeping people.
Or drowning. You know, whatever.
Here, I'll save you. You just got to pay me that chain.
And I'll get off you.
Literally off on you.
That was awful.
Okay. Oh, look at that. You're drowning.
So we established Christmas was good, right?
Yeah.
How was New Year's?
Deez, we all got together, Ray? Except for Ray.
Yeah.
No, I had a pretty quiet New Year's.
Yeah. Still crazy with the family?
Yeah. I just wasn't feeling it. I had my Christmas party just a couple weeks before that.
Weeks or days?
A couple weeks. Oh. And I was still regretting...
Nice.
Almost everything.
The idea of having some more drinks was still turning yeah. your stomach and shit.
I do miss staff it parties like so that.
Brutal. Oh, yeah.
Well, after the party, we went to Darcy's for the rest of the night. Like, we were at the 4 Mile until, probably like 10 or 11 o'clock. And then all of our wives, wanted to go out to Darcy's. And so we all went out to Darcy's. And, I mean, it was a fucking blast. I forgot how easily I make friends at the bar or pub that will buy me drinks.
Yeah.
And I don't even have tits.
Yeah, that's not true. Come on. You've grown some nice pair of titties lately.
Well, only like A cups. Well, yeah, there.
Hey, you know what, man? Like it's better than my A-minus cups. Jesus, that was aggressive.
Tits are broke. Tits, man. Tits are tits.
Even with the hair around them?
Oh, that's what makes it even better.
But yeah, no, it was a lot of fun, and I probably don't want to do it again until the next Christmas party. But
right.
It's nice to have those once a year occasions.
Yeah.
That's about what I do.
And I definitely spent more money than I anticipated.
What time were you in bed?
Oh, right? I hear that.
I don't know, because I don't really remember getting home.
Nice.
I remember getting home, but I don't remember all the things Kelsey told me once we got home.
Mm.
I think fucking I went to bed around 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning on New Year's.
Oh, I think we left Darcy's at.
I kind of pointed, and told Scott, "There's a bed there. See you later."
It was some point after 2. I left at like 2.
You left at 2.
Oh no, yeah. it was definitely around 4.
I remember 4. I remember seeing a clock at 4:30.
You know what was epic that night was that fucking long ass game of Cards Against Humanity we played. We played the whole bloody box.
Yeah, we did.
Like literally down to the last few cards.
Winning.
Yeah, just barely.
Yeah.
You cheated.
Yeah.
You know us all too well.
Yeah, no shit. But yeah, it was fun. We had we also got this firework, I guess you could call it.
Yeah, 72 shots.
Learned how to count to 72 again, and it's a whole lot less than I thought it was, apparently.
Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah, it didn't work out so
yeah, well. We got this multi-pack firework, and it was supposed to have 72 shots, and it lasted about 30 seconds. Didn't quite add up.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, for $5, it was $5. But
yeah. It looks like, sorry, I was just taking a little sippy poo of my coffee here. Which is kind of weird, because how long has it been since I've had a drink on a fucking podcast?
I mean, the last, like, five, we didn't really drink any beer.
No.
Six, seven. Oh,
I've also
you been, haven't at all.
I've been driving, though.
No, yeah, yeah, no, you've had Karina pick you up a few times, though.
Oh, yeah, a couple times. That was a while ago. Yeah. Yeah, but I only got a couple more weeks, boys.
Nice. You can drink and drive again.
I'm getting my fucking drunk driver's license back. It's perfect. No, I know. I definitely.
No, that's not one.
Oh, no?
No.
I definitely learned my lesson with that. That's for sure. That's,
yeah, good.
That's,
don't do that.
That's cost me like almost $5,000.
I mean, sometimes you lose your license, and sometimes you have to get a breathalyzer, and sometimes you run over a child.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, so maybe just don't do it.
We got real not funny all of a sudden, just so we know.
Still pretty funny.
Have a child.
What's that? That's,
yeah, it's definitely...
He's chuckling? He has a child?
Yeah. Mine's a teenager.
He's not a child anymore. Yeah, no. He's got a teenager. He wishes he could run
over. Oh, I'm not saying there's anything funny about running over a child. Don't worry.
Oh.
Kind of just did.
No.
Let the hate mail flow.
Like be emails. Male.
Like, yeah, Goldie shouldn't have said that. I'm like, yeah, I probably shouldn't have, but whatever.
Sent from Scott.
Welcome to ScuzzCast. We're now the ScuzzCast with many cares.
I still don't care.
I don't care either. Yeah. Fuck it. Should we mention our video we shot?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? So what we're going to be doing each week, for those of you that didn't catch the video but are tuning into the podcast, Josh, hi.
All two of you?
Yeah.
We did a weed review. We're going to be doing it every week before the podcast. We're going to sit down. We're going to smoke a new strain of weed. And we said it on the video, but if you want to send in any strains you think we should try, give it a call. Or give us an email. Don't call us. We won't answer because we don't like getting calls from numbers we don't know.
Or feel free to send us a sample.
Yeah, yeah. If that's your game, man, like...
You're still going to have to contact us by email first.
You think you have the best strain of weed? We'd like to fucking prove you wrong.
Yeah, right.
Or right. I'll go with the positive side of that. I ain't trying to prove nobody wrong. Well, you're saying you got the best?
Well, there's a lot of people that say they have the best weed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And a lot of the time, it's not true.
Anybody that's selling weed will tell you they have the best weed.
Yeah.
That's true.
Hands down. It's a sales tactic.
That's what I'm saying. I'd like to prove you wrong.
Fair enough.
So logic.
We're challenging the drug dealers that are listening.
Yeah.
That's right.
Fuck yeah.
So anyways, yeah. Our weed review will be up within the next few days here.
Yeah.
Probably before the podcast.
So it's already up. Maybe you've seen it. So yeah, that's really all we wanted to mention, though, is that we're now doing a video series where we will be reviewing new weeds, and basically, if you like weed, go check it out.
Yeah, watch us.
We're
get stoned
now because of it. So
yeah,
yeah. You guys have only smoked the stripper spit tonight.
Yeah.
How are you all feeling?
Salty.
It's good. I didn't like the texture so much in my mouth.
It was a little thicker than I was expecting. Yeah, right.
It was a long night of cocaine the night before.
Rough. No, it was good weed. I like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
It was. Yeah, I'm pretty stoned.
You'll have to watch the video to actually hear what we thought on the spot. But
yeah, because we were sober.
No. Because
I ain't going back and saying it again.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I don't feel like going over that shit. That's just time on the podcast. We could be talking about some shit like Star Wars or Trek or whatever we've seen lately.
Star Wars Trek.
Whichever Star one you War liked. Trek. I liked Star Trek.
Me too. Scotty, that's good. What you should do for your tattoo. You're talking about getting a Star Wars or a Star Trek tattoo?
Yeah.
Get the communicator. Get like the rebel fucking like tattoo with the fucking Star Trek right in the middle of it.
No, okay. Here's what you do. This is genius. You get the rebel tattoo, you know, the Rebels, the Rebel Alliance tattoo. But then you give it a nice Ferengi starship paint job. See where I'm going with that?
Yeah, but I don't think I'm going to do that.
No, come on.
Still the best. When I went to get my phone from Virgin Mobile, there was the chick that was working there had like the Rebel Alliance symbol. And then underneath, was written Rebel Scum.
Nice.
But the S wasn't quite shaped right on Scum.
Rebel Scum. Oh,
so perfect. I was totally like, that's an awesome tattoo. And even she was like, yeah, Rebel Scum, right? Or Rebel Cum. I'm like, oh my God.
Wasn't going to say it, yeah. But yeah.
It was awesome.
Nice. What you doing later?
Seems like my kind of girl.
You want to see
I'm
my
a rebel?
Yeah, just so you know, rebel.
Got Billy Idol playing in the background. She wants more.
So that brings a whole new meaning to white wedding.
Oh yeah, it does.
Sticky white wedding.
When the
Thanks
rebel
for
yells.
Explaining.
No, I just thought I'd go there.
Ba-dum.
Well then. So last time you guys all said you had all tried Players Unknown Battleground on Xbox.
Yes.
Agree.
What is the verdict? Because I haven't tried it.
It crashes a lot.
I've only crashed once since they did their major update last weekend.
I've still had a few. Not like before though. Where
I haven't. I've only crashed the once.
Oh, really?
But again, I haven't really been playing.
Yeah, yeah.
Much,
Scott and
right?
I play it like every day, more or less.
Yeah. Wow. I still haven't gotten a kill.
We'll get you
that
there.
That does take like a week.
It's been about 2 weeks now.
Yeah, but you
but again,
playing.
I haven't really been playing.
Yeah.
My first initial thought about it was it's actually pretty dope.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I like it.
I just like that you can throw it on, like, get right into a game, die in 5 minutes, turn it off. You don't feel like you haven't accomplished anything. You're not in the middle of something. You don't feel like you're leaving something high and dry. You just turn it off, turn it on, jump right back in where you're at.
Yep, yep. So yeah, that's definitely a nice thing.
See, this is a good thing, right? This is why I got the 25 fucking feet.
So we can hear the bottles in the fridge.
Yeah. No, this is a segment we call Ray's Corner, where he goes and mixes a drink and talks about some random bullshit that we don't understand.
Yeah.
What do you got?
You don't want to know what I do in my corner.
All right. We'll leave it alone.
Nobody
then.
Puts
Ray
in the corner.
Ray and Batman over there. Batman's
just call
like,
him
don't
Raby.
Look.
Raby. Nobody puts Raby in the corner.
So what are you mixing tonight?
Captain.
Same thing I mix every night.
There you go.
Captain and Coke.
Captain and Coke.
Let's make it happen, Captain.
Nice. You're like a rapper.
So
no, that's not at all. Where no, it's
so how about the new Star Trek? Anybody catch up on that? I know
I've picked up a little bit of it. I watched.
There's only two episodes, right?
Yeah, there's two new ones.
Two since
two
they came back.
Ones. I only got to watch.
Oh, I've watched three.
No, I mean,
but that's because I'm trying to combat. Yeah, I'm still not caught up. Not fully.
Oh, you're not quite caught up yet.
Not quite caught up, but oh. I can talk about it now. But that's better to me.
Dude, like, so good.
Where am I at right now?
They went to the Mirror Universe by now, right?
No.
What?
The last thing I saw was
they figured out how to jump a shit ton of times around that, like, death fucking...
Right.
Oh, so that's pretty much near the end, then.
Yeah.
That's right where Stamets
does it on the mushrooms and just gets fucking bonkers.
Yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
That was the last thing I saw. You keep saying he's doing mushrooms, and he's just using the spores from the mushrooms.
Are you kidding
me?
No, dude. No, but dude, seriously, like, watch the show. Like, when he comes out of it, and he's like, psh, like, fucking pupils all huge and kind of spacey and saying things like, whoa, man.
Like, whoa, man.
And before he goes in, he's like very much like, yes, I'm the engineer that understands these things. And then he goes in and does that shit, and he's like, yeah, like, that's pretty cool.
That's just because he's all fucked.
He's all fucked up on mushrooms.
Is it the mushrooms, or is it the fact that he's taxing himself trying to go through all the process of navigating through billions of miles of space or billions of light years of space, right? Like, he's trying to navigate through all the... And
well,
not only that,
not...
but we find out in the new one, spoiler alert, but through multiverse as well, right?
Yeah.
Like...
Well, and it's not just that he's trying to navigate through them. I believe that when he connects to it, he kind of is everywhere at the same time.
He becomes, like, omniscient.
Yeah, he is, like, kind of everywhere at the same point, and then chooses from everywhere where they want to go.
Oh, so he's like the probability drive.
Yeah. A targeted probability drive.
That's kind of fun. I like that interpretation. But he definitely seems like he's fucked up on mushrooms to me.
I'd go with it. Sure. You know what? Fuck it. Yeah.
Why not? They are from funguses, so yeah. That's the same family.
Yeah. That mycelium, let me tell you. Okay, so in the... Where are you at then? Have you seen them in the Mirror Universe?
Just the first episode. I got to watch it the other night.
Right, okay. So that's you watched fucking the doctor get murdered and shit.
Black guy? They killed off the black guy?
Yeah. Yeah, they fucking killed him.
Oh, that's because...
The black gay dude.
What is it?
They're like dead.
Tyler?
Tyler. Yeah,
Tyler.
Yeah,
that's you haven't seen Ash. What happens. Oh, we can't even talk about this shit. God.
No, we can go to that far, though. We can go that far.
Yeah, but...
We just can't go any further.
But...
Yeah, because that happened at the end of the near the end of the episode. Yeah. He snapped the guy's neck.
Yeah,
and
the next episode was very good. Unfortunately, we can't really say too much. But
if it's really good, then yeah, probably don't. I just got caught up a show that I watched a while ago called Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Service. The season 2 came on, and it is way more fucked up than the last season. And
it is an amazing show.
It's hilarious.
Though.
Like it's, yeah, I don't. It's hard to explain to. Because it's got Elijah Wood. He's the only guy that I recognize out of the whole thing. Really.
Is that on Netflix?
It's on Netflix, yeah.
Hmm.
But in the first season, which is only like 10 or 13 episodes, they delved into a little bit of time travel. But essentially the premise of the whole show is that no matter how random and messed up things seem, everything is connected. And it's exactly the same in the new season... except there's no time travel, it's extra-dimensional travel, and there's a flying purple people eater.
Oh, that's fun.
Actually in the show.
I really enjoy the show, and it's kind of, the basic, like he's trying to say, the basic theory of it is like, the main guy is, the guy that Elijah Wood plays is kind of like a detective, but instead of actually like...
No, his... The other guy's Dirk is the
Dirk
detective.
Is a detective, but in order to find him, he doesn't actually like research things. He just allows chance to let things happen most of the time. A lot of the time,
chance.
Yeah, chance.
Just like
I thought you meant like chant.
No, just absolute chance, like just
random.
Random. Yeah.
But right.
Go somewhere and do something and see what happens and go from there. And it's just like a random series of events that leads to
it's like two-faced
excitement. It's coin. Pretty entertaining. There you go,
But he has like it's basically like the universe is trying to give him what he needs to do. No matter what he does, that's what the universe is giving him. It's like, you're going here? Well, you needed this anyways.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know, it's really entertaining and I really enjoyed it. I think you, Goldie, would be more into it than probably Buzz, but...
Is it because it's for smart people?
No. That's not exactly it.
I'm fucking with you.
What do you mean? Okay, how about you just shut up and do your job?
Okay, anyways, how many people...
Off
okay, actually,
for a moment, sorry.
Here's another, if we're talking about Netflix, that new... I thought it was a show that was coming out, but it turns out it was a movie, that one with Will Smith, with the orcs and the elves, called Bright.
Bright, yep.
Have any of you checked it out yet?
Oh, yeah.
I have.
I've watched it.
It's already been okayed for a sequel, too, I believe.
I know.
Yes, it has.
Yeah. I thought it was really good.
And Will Smith will be returning to it, apparently.
Of course he fucking will. Better be.
Yeah.
It's the only reason I watched... Well, okay, there's orcs and shit in it. Right. I probably would have watched it anyways.
Never watched that
but
garbage without Will Smith in
it. I like Will Smith ever since Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I'll pretty much watch him in anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought it was really good too. And then I was on Netflix or on Facebook going through, and there are so many, and obviously they're just people like us, only with bad taste, saying shit about the show or the movie.
Thank you for that.
The fantastic. Same people as us with just bad taste.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
People are just negative about shit.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter, and unfortunately, like, there's probably just as many posts out there that are positive, but the negative
but
ones will always
them.
Float
yeah.
to the fucking top.
Yeah,
I loved it. I thought it was great. Good for you, Goldie.
What?
Microphone.
Oh, whatever.
But
microphone.
Yeah.
It's nothing like cellophane.
Yeah, well, let's hope that the real microphones do the job.
What's up, Scotty? What do you got? What do you got? Who do you got? Who's got your belly?
Hey, Scott. Have you seen The Last Jedi yet?
No.
Oh. I don't give a fuck. Spoil that, bitch. I know what happens.
Oh, fuck.
It's been spoiled as hell for me already.
I had to stay away. Like, I kept seeing things on Facebook before I watched it, and I'm like, no, I'm not reading this article. No, I'm not reading this article. No, I'm not reading this article. And then I went and watched it. And I liked it, but it, I don't know. It didn't really...
didn't feel like a Star Wars movie.
Did it take you back to your childhood? No. At any point, you like just have that stupid smirk on your face, like when you went to The Force Awakens and they jumped in that Millennium Falcon, and you just, like, at least for me, when I was in the theater, I just like got a little giddy, had a smile on my face. It was like almost like yay, like it was like you were a little kid again for a second.
There's absolutely that moment.
That is all a Star Wars movie needs to do to be successful. It doesn't need to be a good movie.
Yeah, just needs to take you there.
Yeah, it just needs to take you to that point. You know for what? A second.
There was one
successful in my.
There is one fucking scene where I was just like, "Well, there goes all those fucking speculations of who this person is."
Oh,
like, yeah. Like right, like
when Snoke got cut in half.
Yeah, yeah. Like I'm like, oh fuck, I wonder who this guy is. They're gonna fucking hopefully say it and shit like that. You'll find out that it's like Yoda's fucking. Whatever, you know
his
what I mean?
Uncle or something.
Yeah, and then, like, he just goes up to him, puts his lightsaber down, and it's like, meh.
Yep.
Like,
there goes Snoke.
Yeah, done. Like, okay.
Okay, so you were asking about moments, though, that, like, struck you.
Sure.
Two of them. Both involved Luke. One of them was Luke seeing R2-D2. That, like, it like,
yeah, I'll
big smile
that.
On my face. And then not so much of a smile on my face afterwards, because it was kind of brutal. It was, like, sad and shit. But then, again later, Luke and Yoda absolutely did it for me.
Yeah, when I knew it was going to be like that, like, at the end or whatever with Luke, just like, whew, see you later.
Yeah. Did anybody else feel kicked in the balls about him dying?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
It didn't really fucking... explain
so
anything.
I mean, and it sucks because I haven't seen it, so I can't answer this myself,
like,
but
I feel
is
like
everybody dead from the original series now?
No.
Okay.
No, Leia was still
there. For
some
reason they kept the one that passed away alive in the movies,
so that means
yeah.
I don't know what to make of that, like,
yeah,
I don't even want to sound disrespectful when I say that, but why is that the choice they
well,
made?
Well, technically she didn't pass away until after the movie was done.
Yeah, but like,
and there's not much they could have done with it.
That's true. They couldn't just like, oh,
she was
shit.
She was a big piece of that movie, right? Like, there's no way she could have just been taken out all of a sudden.
Dude, the dead silence scene with her fucking homie.
Yeah, that was fucking.
Oh, that was fucking sick.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I was reading online that there were some theaters that actually issued a warning about that because some people were rioting because they thought the sound in the theater had actually gone. Got cut, like the sound had just dropped out, but literally it's like 10 seconds or whatever of the movie itself goes silent for this particular scene,
like no audio.
Yeah
The funny thing is I didn't even notice it. Like, I noticed the silence, but it never registered with me that, oh, maybe, like, I could tell it was part of the movie. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Like,
it wasn't that.
I don't understand how you could not tell.
Yeah, fucking rocket science.
Well, I think Kevin Smith, I think, said it on his podcast. He was talking about the exact same thing. And he said that people freaked out about it, most likely because in Star Wars, space isn't quiet. You can always hear the ships flying around and stuff. But then suddenly you couldn't.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you see it all the time. You see TIE fighters flying around. Yeah! Like, flying through space and shit.
Yeah.
You know, like,
which is completely unrealistic.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. So, like, the one time that they decided not to do that, everybody was just confused.
Yeah, fair enough. I can see that
possible.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was a good movie. I don't know if I had any of those moments in the movie where I felt like I did when The Force Awakens came out. Like, I definitely didn't feel that same connection,
hope,
excitement.
Yeah. Yeah, it was...
There was no new hope.
Well, and even like Rogue One, like Rogue One didn't have a lot of that feeling.
The last few moments.
But when Vader walks onto that ship in the end, it takes you right fucking there. Like, you're waiting the whole movie, you're like, this is a good movie, I like it, everything's going well, you know, but it's not quite that feeling you're looking for.
And here,
but at the very end, when they wrap it up right into the beginning of A New Hope, it almost takes you there, I think.
That's exactly why I'm upset about Luke dying. Because we've had hardcore fucking Vader. He fucking went hard in that shit.
That's
fucking
a porn,
cool.
Not a Star Wars.
I didn't say triple X hardcore Vader.
Triple X throwdown Vader.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a master Vader. But no, okay, so we've had like hardcore Yoda in the prequels. We've had hardcore Vader. We've had fucking every character go all fucking hardcore. We had Leia fly through space in her fucking force powers.
Yeah.
And then we've never had hardcore fucking cool Jedi Luke. We've never seen him do more than he did in the original movies.
But he kind of broke reality in this one, from what I understand, by doing something that nobody else could do.
Yeah, he wasn't even on the same... He was nowhere near the planet when he went
That's
for that
true.
Last battle with
Yeah, but
Kylo
we
Ren.
Already saw that happen lots in the movie. That happened repeatedly throughout the movie. Every time Kylo Ren and Rey were talking, it was the exact same kind of force projection. They even teased that projecting yourself that far would kill you.
Now, the thing is that was a projection, whereas Luke, sure, it was a projection, but he actually fought Kylo Ren in that projection.
He never touched him. He never touched him.
Yeah, that's
true.
He just
dodged.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He was just dodging lightsaber blows. He was never there.
That is true.
And they said early on in the movie when Rey was talking to Kylo the first time, they actually addressed that projecting yourself over that great of a distance would kill you. How is she doing it? She obviously couldn't be doing it because it would kill them. And then, sure enough, it kills Luke.
Yeah. I read a theory online that Snoke... Well, actually, I think it said online that Snoke initiated
the one
contact
them,
between
yeah.
them. I don't think it was so much projection, more as, like, connecting them, right? Like, because you can project
like
your image
the operator.
So everybody can see there. Like, if you project your... project, everybody can see it. Whereas if you're just initiating a connection between the two minds, they'll both be able to see it, but not necessarily everybody else.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because that's what it is.
I like
mental
marijuana.
Projection. I like marijuana, too.
Marijuana.
Yeah, because no one else in the room was seeing anything, right? Like, I don't think they were actually connecting. Although Luke knew when he caught them.
But he could probably feel something, like, because he's been using the Force for a long time, even if he's been on another planet and not been actively fighting as a Jedi, he's still in tune with the Force. He's like, I think at a certain point, you're always
kind of... Well, yeah, he was
at
the Jedi Temple, right?
You're always kind of upgrading your skill.
There's a lot of theories and stuff about whether he was... Like, he was researching a lot of Sith and all kinds of stuff while he was there, and still more than likely keeping up with his meditations and all that, so quite in tune with the Force.
Well, he had the original fucking...
He had severed himself from the Force.
The original textbooks or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, but there's also apparently... I read an article that apparently he's... Like, in the background, you can see an amulet that is actually... What's his name?
Darth Revan.
Darth Revan from the...
Original?
No, from the Knights of the Old Republic video game, the main bad guy from that. So,
I didn't even clue into that.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people assumed. I think early on, people assumed that it was the Kyber crystal from Darth Vader's lightsaber.
Yeah, but
it's actually not, though. The source book or whatever that they release, whatever the fuck it's called, actually mentions Revan, I believe. Yeah. Elbow. I have a theory about Luke in this movie, though, because he's severed from the Force. Like, completely, he's cut himself off. He doesn't use the Force, really. I think he's a Force ghost. The whole entire time.
Then why would he die at the end?
He doesn't.
But, I mean, there's nobody around him, so why the whole show of a Force ghost falling off of a cliff
Maybe
and
it drains
disappearing?
Him. Maybe it just leaves him drained, exerting that much of his forced ghostiness to project himself onto a whole other planet. Maybe it just, like, burnt him.
So do you mean projecting himself between two planets?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I don't know how force ghosting works. I don't even know how ghosting works.
this is why it's just a theory.
Yeah. No, I get that. That's
like,
why I'm just...
Like, do ghosts have mitochondria?
Given the hard questions.
Are there really ghosts?
No, they're just mitochondria clusters floating around in space.
So didn't you just answer your own question?
I guess so. You made me think about it.
Yeah.
And I answered it.
But aren't the mitochondrias not so much floating around in space, but part of it?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Just makes me think
like
of Parasite
Eve. It's kind of like the shit we're talking about from fucking Star Trek, the new one.
Right, yeah.
They're just the kind spores, of like yeah.
part of everything.
So he's a Jedi in Star Trek.
Pretty much.
Nice.
But very new and unable to handle it.
Yeah. He's yeah. fucking killing him is what he's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the new Star Trek was good. Star Wars was good, though, rather. I enjoyed it. I don't know. Still can't believe you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I mean, I could cheat and just let you see it.
Yeah.
Why the fuck not? Has anybody played any new video games? Besides fucking...
No, PUBG came out PUBG. And ruined us.
Well, I haven't played it, so...
We popped on... Halo.
Oh, Halo 5? Yeah.
5 a while ago and actually played a couple levels. And
I haven't played Halo in such a long time.
It sounded like you said you
because
played
they
Halo.
Because they got rid of split screen, I never tried it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was a huge fucking disappointment.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's not very many games that do the split screen co-op anymore that I've noticed.
That's because everybody has their own console. Yeah. They want you to have your own
they
console.
They want you to be at home on your couch. Yeah.
Yes. Couch co-op is important, yo.
That brings me up to my next thing that I just fucking pre-ordered on my Xbox. A Way Out. Is
okay,
one,
that looks cool.
100% fucking couch co-op. The fucking beautiful thing about this game is that I can own it, Ray. And if I want to play it with you, all I have to do is send you an invite. You don't have to own the game.
I'm still not sure exactly how that works, because it'll still need to be installed on whoever's Xbox you're playing with. So
how is it 100% co-op if you can invite them from...
What?
Like, couch co-op is like sitting next to each other on the couch.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure for the game you have to always have a second person.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So it's just forced co-op.
Forced co-op.
That's
yeah.
cool.
Is that A Way Out? Is that the one where you're trying to escape prison or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It does look interesting.
I got it. It comes out in March.
They got Army of Two up for like free right now.
Oh, yeah.
On the Xbox Live free games. And I'm curious to download it. Like, the game was fun back
in the
day. I didn't
enjoy it. Me and Josh played it a lot.
But the last time I put it on and tried to play it, they'd stopped supporting it, and the online wasn't available anymore.
Right.
Because, and the whole game was based around being two-player. So it was really kind of awkward to play at all, because you couldn't.
Yeah. I don't know, me and Josh, like I said, me and Josh played it for a little while, but it wasn't a game for me, man.
Right.
And wasn't that a 360 game, too?
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, that game kind of felt like, what was the one where you were robbing banks and shit?
Heist. Or Payday.
Payday. It was kind of like Payday for me. It was fun the first few rounds and the first few levels, but then it just felt like you're doing the same shit. And
absolutely.
Payday was totally that way.
Yeah.
It was a really good game, but there's only like 6 to 10 levels, and once you or it was like less, yeah. And it totally you're just doing the same thing slightly different every round.
Yep. You know what really fucking pisses me off about video games nowadays? And I get it.
I thought we were staying away from racist comments.
Never mind.
I'm trying really hard.
Really hard.
Yeah. It's fucking hard.
Like breaking a sweat trying not to be racist.
Yeah. Feeling all dark inside and shit. But I get how the development team and shit need to fix things and stuff, but fuck, stop putting your video games back, like the date. Like Far Cry Okay, the new Far Cry 5?
Yep.
I pre-ordered that one, too. I got the deluxe, whatever.
Right? Which I'm excited for.
Well, I got it because I knew you would fucking play it with me, too.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I'll get it for sure.
For sure. Right. But it was supposed to come out next month on, like, the 7th.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Something. I was fucking pumped. I'm like, okay, I'm stoked. I'll pre-order Far Cry 5. That'll come out in February. I'll play the shit out of that. And then when March comes, I'll play the shit out of that co-op game. My way out, right? Now they fucking bumped it into March.
Oh, so now you have to pick. Well, you don't have to pick, but one's going to get favored.
Got them both, but yeah, he's got to have...
Like, you know you're going to play one more than the
other. Well,
one
and then the not other. Just that, but fucking Red Dead Redemption is supposed to be coming out in February as well. And I'm pretty
don't
sure,
worry, I'm sure that'll get bumped.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it did get bumped to March.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So,
well, as soon as the uproar happens about the in-game purchases,
well,
have to
we'll
go back.
See. We'll see, man. It's fucking...
It happens with everything now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just refuse to play that game. Like... Not Red Dead. I will play Red Dead, and I will play the online, but I will not...
Buy loot crates and shit?
Throw money at loot crates to unlock new outfits.
Well, you never know. That might not even happen, right?
Yeah, like, I know.
Yeah,
Star Wars ended up backing out because they were bitches.
Yeah. I could see if Red Dead just went the road of GTA 5 and just had, like, money that you could buy. Money packs. And then just everything's ridiculously expensive. So you have to grind anyway.
I do it.
You don't have to hide everything in a loot box if people are willing to just play all day every day.
I've easily spent like a couple $100 on fucking Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, have you?
Oh, fuck.
I have not.
Easily. Yeah.
I have. I get a fucking gift card or something for like someone gets me like a $25, $50 fucking Microsoft card. I'm like, yeah, fuck. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I've even been like, yeah, you know what? I'll go and buy a fucking $50 one. Like, fuck. The fucking... updates and shit. And I'm like, I kind of want that shit.
Right.
And I don't want to fucking spend 10 hours fucking doing heists over and over and over and over again.
I'm just not super interested in some of the stuff that you need. Like, you need it to do the executive missions and all these other things. And it's like,
yeah.
I have enough friends online that have that shit unlocked that I don't necessarily need it myself. And I had my fun with having too much money back when the game was hacked, back when they first came out.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I went through, like, 87 million in-game currency back when the game got hacked. I just did
That's
everything
hilarious.
I wanted to do, bought all the fucking boats and planes and shit. So,
yep.
I mean, there's tons of stuff that's unlocked now, and I wish I could get some of the stuff that's unlocked now, but...
Yeah,
like I wish I could get myself a Batmobile, but
the Vigilante, I have it. It's all right. The fucking boost pack, you're flying away. It's pretty sweet. The newest one though that I saw, I think my kid got it, was the DeLorean.
No, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can fly the DeLorean around and shit now. Fuck. Right now you're like,
I refuse to put actual money into it.
But it's just making you want to play more.
I still appreciate the game, though. I mean, that is a game that has, it's 5 years old at least now?
Five, probably six, man.
Like, because it was out on 360.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Five or six.
Like, it's been out for a while. I bought two copies because I bought the original copy and then I bought one for Xbox One. And it is still the game that... You get a new game, you play a new game for a while, you're kind of getting bored, you put in GTA. It's always the go-to
when
you're
not
playing whatever your newest game is.
We did that last week.
Yeah.
Me and you played.
Well, yeah, I haven't played anything in a while since we got PUBG, and then last week we're like, let's do something a little different.
Yeah.
Went back to GTA.
So, it was fun.
Very solid game.
Yeah. Fucking, we got our asses kicked on our own freedom train.
Yeah.
It was
yeah,
so
we got pushed off our freedom train and somebody took it.
Like 2-1 and we lost.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You guys were telling us the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in PUBG I have realized that I am the person everyone hates.
Why?
Because I'm the guy in the car.
Oh, just mowing people over.
That's all you see online is fucking Xbox people, all they do is drive around because it's effective as fuck.
gotta play to your strengths.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you don't like it, you could suck my dick.
Yeah. Or my bumper. Oh, whichever you like.
Nah, I'll take you out of a car. It's not that hard. Sometimes it'll be sitting next to you with a frying pan.
You've done that.
Yeah.
No. Nice. It's a lot of fun, actually. And it works as a good strategy, too, because we get one of us posted up, and then I go drive around a field and get somebody to shoot at me, and then they can see him, and they take him out. Yeah. It works out good.
Next week, we should have our own Scuzzcast Xbox Live account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's start streaming from there.
Okay.
It can be.
You know, we should really put our gamer tags out so that
people can add us
and follow us, and if they want to see our videos and shit that we share. Really
put anything up.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, Scott records like everything he does ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I record a lot.
And broadcast once in a while.
Yeah, broadcasting.
Delta 9 Doc.
Delta 9 Church.
Bat Buzz 420.
Yeah. Delta 9 Doc and Delta 9 Church have spaces after Delta 9.
Yes, that's true. It's Delta 9, one word, space, Doc.
Oh, yeah. Same for church. Yeah, mine's like capital B, little a, capital T, little b.
Does that matter?
It is really
when
it does matter.
When we get the Scuzzcast account set up, we'll put a link up and try to share everything up.
Yeah.
Check it out on Facebook.
It'll be on our YouTube.
Yeah, we'll get our YouTube going here, too.
Yeah.
Want to try to get some game videos out.
Get this whole revamp going, hopefully be entertaining for people.
Not just us.
Yeah.
Or our two listeners. For us. Yep. And the two listeners are probably me. Re-listening.
No, I listen to them a lot, too. We got more than two listeners. Yeah. So.
Oh, fuck. What else we got on the table there, eh?
Well, I was going to talk about how I have the Xbox One, so I got Assassin's Creed the Ezio Chronicles on Christmas, because it was only $20. And that's Assassin's Creed 2, Brotherhood.
Oh, Brotherhood is gold.
And Revelations and 3.
Revelations is the next one, yeah.
Definitely play Brotherhood.
So, I think
Brotherhood is fucking awesome.
I'm pretty sure
I
have
it. I'm doing them in order, so I've started with 2. I don't even know how far I'm in. Probably not that far. But
that'll be good for the EA. 2 is good.
Yeah.
2
was
good as well, but
I'm enjoying it.
Brotherhood, they bring in, you get like a group of assassins that you can kind of train and call in when you want them.
Oh, yeah.
And it just adds a different angle to the game, which is quite a lot of fun.
Instead of just hiring guys, like a group of guys that you
want. Oh, yeah, you just like hit the bumper and you're like, guys jump out of the sky and take people out. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it
is. Yeah, no, so I've been having fun with that.
Most of that game I just rode around on a horse.
Ordering people around.
Call people down from the sky to kill people as you're riding through the city all slow.
Nice.
What do you think?
What do you think about the Assassin's Creed so far?
Oh, I like it.
Did you play the first one?
I never played the first one, no. I think I'm beginning picked up.
I don't think so, Ray. Pick me up before you go.
Go.
Fuck, I'm about to go. the Assassin's Creed 2, I really am enjoying it. Like, it's a lot of fun. It's a little difficult to get the hang of, I guess, at first. But once you start getting the hang of it, it's lots of fun. The nice thing is Kelsey likes watching me murder people, so
Perfect.
I can play it more often.
I can't remember, did they fix the whole like I'm climbing up a wall, I'm jumping off a wall thing in 2? Because that was a big problem with Assassin's Creed for a while. You'd be like, yeah, climb in like halfway up, and you gotta like jump across a small gap across the wall, and you push the jump button and you jump away from the wall.
Yeah, like misinterprets what you're trying to do.
You're just falling from the sky. I can't remember which game it was that they fixed that in.
There's definitely some issues, but I think it's mostly me having the joystick going the wrong way. Like, because it's not just the joystick going the wrong way, but the way the screen's oriented.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not going the direction that you need to go according to the screen orientation, it's not going to do what you want it to do. It's going to do what it interprets it, right? So, but I mean, once I kind of got that figured out and you take the extra half a second or whatever to flip the screen around or move your joystick the other way, it does seem to work a little better. So, might have been fixed in that second one. I'm only in the second one. And then you get 3 games for the price of 1 when you buy the Chronicles. So.
And the price of 1 is $20.
The price of 1 was $20, and that's what I got for Christmas.
Is that online? Like, did you download the game, or is
no.
it a disc?
Oh, yeah, I downloaded it.
Oh, okay.
I downloaded it. No, the only one I actually went out and bought was Final Fantasy
15?
14?
I don't know why I wrote 14. I'm pretty sure it's 15.
It's the one that's not online and you drive around in a car?
Yeah, it's the one. Yeah, it's not online at all.
Yeah, that game is fantastic. I enjoyed the hell out of that.
Honestly, when I've only played it a little bit so far because I actually have to have time to sit there and play it, but I definitely like it, like, a lot. Like, I like just everything about it, almost. It feels like an old-school Final Fantasy. The whole battle system is pretty cool, the way they got it all set up.
Yeah.
Just overall, I think it's a good game. But I'm not far into it, so...
I do want to check that out, and maybe I'll borrow it from you once you're done. I have it at my house, but I refuse to play it because it's on PlayStation.
And he's racist.
Oh, I see.
I don't know if it's racist.
But you don't like it because it's made by Asian people. We should come up with a better term.
So speaking of PlayStation, did you see the thing that I shared on our message board there, like between the four of us? The PS4 controller. That is modeled after the Xbox controller.
That is promising, because that is one of my major issues with, like, the system is the going from an Xbox controller back to a PlayStation controller. And I do say back, because I was a PlayStation gamer at one point. But it just doesn't feel right anymore.
Yeah.
So the controller is a big part of that.
If you read the article, it's basically an Xbox controller but made for PS4. And it's actually, I want to say endorsed, but there's probably a different word for it. But it's a PS4 product. Like, PS4 actually, PlayStation actually says, like, yes, this is an approved product for PlayStation 4.
That's cool.
So
that is pretty cool.
So it's not a Mad Cats controller?
No, exactly. It's aftermarket, but it's also approved by them to say, yeah, no, we will accept this. This is good. Like, we know that we screwed up somewhere.
You know, I don't know if it's them screwing up. It's just what I find more comfortable now. Like, there's plenty of people that I'm sure prefer the PlayStation controller.
I just can't
stand it. I find it doesn't work for most games properly. I like the proper triggers for the on the Xbox are so nice compared to the bumpers and buttons that they have on the PlayStation.
It actually was like hurting my fucking thumbs, like trying to,
like, when we were playing fucking Injustice or whatever.
Yeah. Like, actually,
well, that's just fighting games, bro. Don't you remember fucking Mortal Kombat and shit back in the days?
Like, blisters
after a weekend of that.
No. But I mean, like, just the positioning of the joysticks on the controller of the PlayStation, like, it's just like,
it doesn't feel right.
No,
it feels almost like picking up an old N64 controller and trying to figure out how to run around with the C buttons.
Yeah,
dude.
Oh, no.
How fucked up were those N64 controllers? Like, which way do you grab it? Do you grab it with your left hand on the side and your right hand in the middle? Like, your left hand in the middle, your right hand on the side? Like, who has three fucking hands to hold that thing? Like,
right?
What's going on?
Yeah, I was always, like, switching a lot. Like, 1080 snowboarding was a prime example of switching a lot.
No doubt.
Because then you also had the flat hand on top, so you could, like, fucking ruin the palm of your hand on that thumbstick.
The blisters that you used to get from that.
Yeah, man. Oh, trying to do that 1080, and you're like, ah!
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I can't jerk off for a week.
Yeah, about that age, too.
You know you didn't wait a week.
Right?
Put a Band-Aid on it. Yeah. Don't be a bitch.
Or a glove, maybe.
The love glove.
Which is a whole new fun different thing anyway.
Yeah. It's like an of glove.
There you go.
Ribbed for your pleasure.
Yeah, you gotta get it with those beads, though, like the neck warmer things. Yeah. So you can, like, throw it in the microwave for a quick minute to get it warm.
The rice bags.
Yeah, exactly.
Magic bag.
Yeah, magic bag, but for jerking off.
Fucking.
Let's make some money, boys.
And it's not rice, it's a grain, like wheat or something like that.
No, you could use rice.
Well, rice works, but magic bags themselves, I think it's like, it smells like a barley or something like that in it when you heat them up. It's got a definite...
See, now take one of those and you make one of those. You remember water weenies? They were like those.
What they were called at all.
Well, it is what they were called, though.
I know what you're talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, training girls to give hand jobs.
Yeah,
since fucking
exactly.
1962.
Exactly. Now take one of those and a magic bag or whatever, and combine the two. Yeah, I'm telling you, money. Find me a dude that doesn't jerk off. Just saying.
Obviously, everyone here, because nobody's disagreeing.
Yeah, right?
Well, I don't know.
I object.
I've definitely jerked off, but, you know, my sex life is pretty fucking good, not going to lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes so's mine. Home. I'm great.
I'm so proud of you saying that with confidence.
So we need to get Ray into PUBG.
Yeah.
We need a
fourth problem
man.
There is we need Ray
just
to
give
get
me
free
money.
Time.
Give me money.
Oh, right. That.
It's not even the money.
No, yeah.
We could get you the game.
We're
going to
start
no
up
problem.
GoFundMe for Ray.
Yeah, right. We need $34.
It's not that. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Everybody finding time together is kind of the.
Yeah, because like you said, it is an easy game
even
to find
us,
20 minutes,
even,
half an hour.
Even
to play.
Us three don't have played twice?
No.
No, we've played like five or six times together.
All together?
Yeah. Well, it's only been out like a little while, man. It's quite a lot by most people's standards.
Well, no, it's just usually hard to get everybody at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I play
the only
at least
time
a couple
that we really fucking play together, and I mean play together, is after work.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's the same for everybody. It's always after
well,
work.
Well, yeah,
yeah,
but
we're all
our
ups.
After work is but fucking 8 o'clock in the morning sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's normally nappy time for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I can only play in the evenings.
Yeah.
And that's usually after 8 o'clock.
Which is my bedtime.
Yeah.
Me and you, buddy.
Just
me
like,
and you.
Just like my 3-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the life right
you,
there.
I bet you he wakes up at the same time as you, too, because I know he wakes me up at that fucking time in the morning.
I'm up at, like, fucking 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, Scott's usually up by about 3:15, too.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, I've been there on time like 3 times.
It's good
this week.
Else is there in
this
the morning.
Week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's it.
Nice. No, I've been late every day.
I don't even
at
know
least
why.
5 minutes
about.
Late every day this week.
That's funny.
Brutal.
Oh my
it's
god.
Brutal.
So anyways, as far as PUBG goes, like, sure, you guys have played together and that's probably all right, but how does it go if you're playing with other people? And not just in PUBG, but say you're playing any multiplayer online game and you're trying to play as a team with some random fucking people.
I don't know if it's client, it's all right.
Yeah, we've met one decent random so far.
But that's what I mean. How many other random people have you played with?
Enough that it's annoying, and I usually play single player.
You know why it's annoying? You know why it's annoying? Because we're always in a fucking party, and they can't hear us.
No, I've been going in and inviting them.
You yeah, know,
I've been throwing
really,
invites
you
out to the people
it, yeah.
I'm playing with, and they either don't join or don't talk, don't help.
Their Kinect is their microphone, and you can hear every gunshot. Yeah.
So what, do you horrible. Have to be in a party with each other in order to hear each other?
So far,
on,
yes. No. They haven't put,
is that just with
they
PUBG,
haven't
then?
Put what I...
No, there's group chat if you're just in-game.
Because, yeah, okay. There's got to be in-game stuff. Because when I was playing Fortnite, I never joined any parties, but I could still hear the people and talk to the people if I had my headphones and stuff in.
What, when they're, like, near you, you mean?
No, just
or
in
like
general.
In your group?
Just in my group.
Yeah, yeah.
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 So that's what I mean. Like,
yeah,
you're
it's got that.
Playing on, but I mean, like,
we're just always in a party because we're dicks.
If you're with a group of people that you don't know you guys...
I've never done it.
Don't know what your strategy is. And even if you're trying to tell them what the strategy is, how do they respond to that kind of shit?
Yeah.
Well, we hit that one guy.
Well, that's Klein. That was the one. Klein. And he actually fucking worked out real good.
Yeah, he was fun. Shout out if you ever find this Klein.
Yeah.
Not Kelvin. Klein.
No, it was High Klein.
Yeah, High Klein.
Yeah, that's why we knew we'd get along.
Yeah. I was like, oh, he's got High in his name. Let's invite him to the party. He seems to know what he's doing. And he did.
He really did.
I got murdered right away.
Saved
but he
your
fucking right.
ass.
No, I got murdered.
Well, he saved you on the bridge.
Oh, yeah, right. And then I got murdered.
Again.
I get murdered.
You know what my favorite part of that game is?
What?
The loading.
You like the loading?
Yeah, I go up to the fucking chicks, and I cunt punch them.
That's like your favorite thing
oh,
about that game,
man.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's great.
I like getting in cars when you're like in a squad of four and you're just driving around like fucking Road Warrior.
Yeah, big convoy going down the road.
Yeah, like some guy pops a shot at the front car and then realizes he's fucked.
Well, my problem is they really need public chat.
Yeah.
Because I really want to be driving around with music blaring out of my car. Because I think that would be fucking hilarious.
Yeah, right?
Just fucking have, like, be driving, just hold your horn down the entire time.
I do that sometimes.
usually I'm creeping along somewhere nearby with a gun.
Yeah. It's me drawing attention. Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, no, I just mean, like, have it dead.
just broken.
Yeah. I don't know, I hit a tree a few miles back.
Sorry, guys, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. I'm totally going to do that next time.
Me, me.
That'll be when you crash. And you just keep driving across the map like that forever while you reload.
Yeah. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that.
Right?
Yeah. That would be amazing. Just hold it down in case you crash. Just so you're just like pinning it mock one. That is by far one of the like scariest points of that game is when you're driving in a vehicle and you crash.
Not like the car.
Keeps going.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, no, like your game crashes you back to dashboard.
Yeah.
And your car just keeps going at the same speed you were driving in the same direction until you load back in.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great when we were playing the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, Scott crashed. I'm in the passenger seat. I'm like,
oh no.
Shit.
If you got a melee weapon, you can knock him out.
I'm like, we're close to a house. Hopefully, we're going to hit it. Nope. We drove, like, just skimmed right past it. I'm like, oh, no. We ended up hitting something, I believe. But.
Yeah. No, there was one time we were playing, we were on a motorbike, and I crashed as a passenger, and then I was loading back in, and Chris crashed as the driver. So I loaded in, and we were just doing, like, giant donuts in the middle of a field.
Yeah.
Me sitting on the back of the back of him driving.
You might as well have been fucking Santa Claus just waving to everybody
at that
point.
I don't know how we didn't get murdered, but it was pretty funny. Like, yeah, just giant donuts.
Uh oh.
We just got quiet.
Yeah. Check out my microphone.
We're on some microphones.
I'm not continuing this.
This is stupid.
Yeah. I'm ending this.
Definitely. So.
Well,
I feel like we've done a pretty good job this week.
Yeah.
Got our new microphones, got everything in order. Feeling pretty good about stuff.
It's 2018.
It's 2018, man. That's the future.
Shit, eh?
Yeah. Feel older.
You know what happens? You know what happens in a couple years?
No.
Akira.
2020?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Dude, that shit's coming, man.
We gotta get Neo Tokyo first. We're a little ways behind.
Well, I mean, that was obviously just a metaphor for Tokyo.
No. Tokyo got destroyed in the war.
The end is nigh.
You gotta watch your movie again.
Stop that shit. We're done here.
Are we doing Scott's Corner still?
I don't know, are we?
I don't know. You got anything smart to say this week?
Not at all.
Scott's Corner this week brought to you by Scott.
Yeah. Me accepting the fact I have nothing to say is the intelligent thing.
That's new.
Yeah.
Wisdom.
All right. Peace out.